Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to You Up, the podcast. It's the podcast version of the SiriusXM show that happens every morning, Monday through Thursday on SiriusXM Channel 95, Comedy Central Radio. Get Sirius if you don't have it. We have 8 hours of show per week live that you can listen to on your way to work or on demand on the SiriusXM app. So get on that. But thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I am joined in New York. We are not on the road this week with Andrew Collin.
Yeah, we're here. We're in the city.
We're in the city, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been a while since we've just stayed in the city.
Yeah,
I've got to do it once. I wish it was a little warmer, but whatever.
Yeah,
but.
You're staying warm at night, though. I mean, you are currently in a new relationship, a budding relationship.
First ever.
Maybe. First ever relationship. Yeah.
I don't know.
As an adult man.
As an adult man,
When was the last time you had a girlfriend?
College.
College.
Which
okay.
Which was just a few years ago.
About 20 years ago.
Who's counting?
I think actually exactly 20 years ago. You're a 39-year-old man. You're 19,
38.
Probably. Going to be 39 in mere minutes.
What are we going to do for my birthday? It's a big one.
That's a good question. Well, this new girlfriend better plan something.
That's a good point. I don't want to put too much pressure on her.
No, you shouldn't do that.
When do you start planning a boyfriend's or a girlfriend's birthday? Like, how far into a relationship? Because that's like kind of a leap in the first month.
Well, you should at least plan to be like, oh, I'll be free that night. I think that she should maybe keep that night free, but I don't think she should put together anything. Has she met your friends yet?
I think she should get a marching band.
When are we going to meet this girl?
Never. You're not meeting her.
Why?
I feel like you'll stab her.
No.
I don't know.
Stab her? Give me a break. Really? You think I'm going to be mean to this girl? Do you really think I'd be mean to
a girl? No, I don't think so.
I would never be mean to this girl.
No.
You, like, she's going to love me.
I for some reason, I like sometimes keeping my worlds apart.
Yeah, divided them. But you know the George Costanza
like
episode
from South
America? He's in Seinfeld and he's like, his girlfriend Susan is hanging out with Elaine. He's like, a George divided against itself cannot stand. And he's like, it was supposed to have the summer of George where he was supposed to be free from, and then his worlds collide. So I understand. I'm your Elaine.
Yeah. There's something nice about having things separate.
Yeah.
But I don't want her to feel like I'm hiding her.
Yeah, and that would be hiding her because your life is social. You should show
her
to your
friends.
There's
no need to hide her. She's cool.
And it seems like we would like her. If you like her, we'll probably like her.
Well, Noah Gardenswart saw her at
your
a
friend
bodega.
Noah.
Uh-huh. My friend Noah and his girlfriend.
Okay.
And they saw her and met her, and then Noah texted me 30 minutes later and was like, don't fuck that up. She's too good for you.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
text.
So
maybe
text. That's
why I keep the worlds apart.
You think I'm going to make fun of you in front of her and she's going to see you for you, or how I see you, which is the real you, and then she's going to know that you're unlovable?
Probably.
No, I won't be mean to you in front of your girlfriend. I'll be nothing but like, I'm only going to facilitate her liking you more. I promise. I would never do that.
I won't know how to act.
If she listens to the show, that's a whole different thing.
She doesn't listen.
Okay, that's
she
good.
Knows who you are.
Yeah. Well, don't be worried about me. If that's a concern of yours at all,
I'm not.
Pro
I'm really
when
not.
It comes
I'm
to.
Not. I'm not.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, we haven't met her yet. So when is this going to happen?
I did. This is going to be funny. This will be a funny reveal. So you cut me out of that Raina and Ashley picture last
night?
Yeah,
I did, yeah.
So then I wanted to cut you out?
So yeah, there was a on the podcast this week, you're going to hear Ashley Heseltine and Raina Greenberg run the show, yesterday's show with Andrew. There was a picture that I posted on my story, and I cut Andrew out because the three girls, I just wanted to celebrate women.
Yeah.
And not you. And so then I posted another picture where it was just you.
And it didn't feel, at first I thought it was like a dig, but
yeah.
Then I was like, oh no, it's kind of nice, like you showed me again, like you cut me out but then put me in.
Yeah.
But at first I took it as a dig, and
no,
I was like,
I didn't want
gonna,
it to be a dig.
I'm gonna white her out. And
okay.
So then I whited you out and made you a penis. And then I
okay.
posted it for a second, and then I go, wait, that's just mean-spirited.
Yeah, you just drew me as a big, and it looks like, that looks like, it doesn't look like a penis. You didn't even do it the right color. It's just a white blob.
I don't.
Yeah, it looks like I'm.
But I felt like that was probably a little rude, and so I deleted it right away.
Well, I'm glad you showed it to me right now.
Yeah.
While we're on air.
Yeah, I wanted to put that on you.
Yeah.
And I blocked out. Even your hand. There.
Even my hand you covered up. But yeah. Oh, but was that, were you doing this while you were with her?
Yeah.
And so you were just
and
really.
And so I did it.
giggling to yourself.
I was literally debating.
She's like, you're so funny and so handsome and so smart. Fuck that bitch. She tried to take you out of that picture. She doesn't seem really that as cool as maybe I thought she was initially. Has she even ever been on Broad City? I didn't think so. Is that how your girlfriend talks? She's 26.
You're not meeting her. You're not going to meet her at all.
But what was she like helping you with it?
No, I like did it and then I was like, oh no, she's not going to like I was going over my head of whether you would like this.
Yeah.
And then I.
It just isn't funny. I wouldn't mind you blacking me out or putting like someone else's face on me. That would be funnier. But what you did was just.
Well, if I just, I shouldn't have made it a penis.
I don't care if you would make me a penis, but at least make it look like a penis. That just was like, there was no creative effort put into that dig. For it wasn't even that good of a joke. You get it. Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. The first episode, or the first clip we're going to share with you is from Monday's show. It was Ian, me, Karen Feehan, Micah Fox talking about what you do after a guy tries to kiss you when he's been downtown.
Oh, interesting. You don't kiss? You'll find out, I guess.
I love it.
Even better. Even better.
Guys get so weird after sex. They really, I really avoid it. I avoid sex because I don't want to fart, and I avoid it because I don't want to see them change afterwards.
Do you kiss on the mouth after a hookup?
I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
I always think that's like a test. I don't
know.
Like, I think like it would
like kiss goodbye.
Sometimes guys don't want to. Yeah.
Then it's too romantic now.
Yes. It's too romantic. We just banged.
Guys are always trying to make out with me after they go down on me. And I'm like, oh, I know what that smells like.
You don't do it.
Jesus,
I mean, I will reluctantly.
What?
I mean, in fairness, I smelled Karen's chair, so I don't blame her.
I'm like, hey, this is like, I just took a spin class, bro. I mean, maybe it's good for you. But
even if I'm not like as fresh as a daisy. First of all, no guy's going down on me if I'm not fresh as a daisy. Like, I would just be like, no, you're not allowed to do that.
Are you kidding me? I'm like, clean it up. Me too. Can't stay gross forever.
I know. I'm like, can you get that lint?
I love licking a guy's face after he goes down on me.
Me too.
Love it. I am like a golden retriever who hasn't seen his owner after he's been at war. I'm like, like I pull them back up. I love it. I'm like, it's me.
Oh my God.
This is the only way you could ever go down on yourself, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I remember the first time a guy did it, I was like, oh God, good night, sir. Like I was disgusted that he would even try. And then I love it.
I guess it also depends on like, it was like, if it's the first time I'm grossed out. Like once I start liking a guy, then I can like get into
but
it.
But it's your juice either way.
Yeah, it's
so good. I know,
so
but
good.
Like the first time I'm like, we're really that comfortable already? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it is.
No, it's like what's good for the goose, it's like, that's how you know whether or not your pussy stank. And he's trying to let you know.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, I get it. I'm like, you were down there for a while.
No, we figure it out beforehand.
I feel. Do you really?
And if it's bad, we're not. Yeah.
Do you? How do you know?
You do a little tip test.
I don't know. I've had guys pull off my pants and go right to it, and I'm like, that you should have tested it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You test it.
Yeah. You should have them pee on the pretty litter first.
Yeah. Just check. I feel like I don't know.
Once in a blue moon, you'll just tear the panties off and go to town.
You gotta test it.
It's just a.
How will we know if they're like, if you're not into it? Like, how do we know if you're like, this is a bad one? This
you
one's
make yourself
not right,
a cup of coffee,
or it is.
You just head out.
It's when they come
coffee
back. On it.
Gotta go to work.
If they come back up for air within 5 seconds, you know, right?
Yeah, that's
what
a good
would
point.
Happen.
Yeah, that's probably.
But
what
like, they just like go straight to sex.
Have
yeah,
you gone down
if they
on
just
a guy
start
with,
going
like,
down
musk?
On, they start eating yeah. your ass. They're like, "This is probably better."
At least I understand the smell.
At least I understand this because I don't even understand vagina smell sometimes.
No.
I mean, it's just like, what's going on? That was Monday's show. Next up on Tuesday's show was Gary Goldman, Andrew Collin, Ian Fidance in studio. That was a really fun one, right?
Yeah. It was great.
Gary called you a boob.
Yeah, I love Gary Goldman.
He really nailed it though. What does it feel like being called a boob? It's better than a pussy.
A boob is great. I mean, you just realize, oh, word choice does matter, and I am lazy as all hell with my words.
Yeah, I know. But you then gotta I'm read
like,
more.
I know, but then I'm like, maybe I just relate. Maybe that's just who I am. You know, you write like how
simple
you talk.
Man.
Yeah, simple man. Just a simple man simple living man off the land.
Dropping condoms in the hallway today. I really got to call you out on that. I last week I confronted you after you dug in your pocket and you pulled out. I think they spilled out, didn't they?
Yeah, they spill out.
4 condoms he had in his cargo pocket of his jacket, like a loose. It wasn't like it's like. I understand a pocket that's really like tight to the chest and like they're not going to move around. This is a loose pocket with change and probably your keys, and you're pulling out your keys and condoms are flying out. Why would you keep condoms in such a willy-nilly spot?
Well, if it gives you any idea of what kind of human you're talking to, sometimes I'll reach in my pocket and pull, and I'll have a Q-tip that was used that I didn't have a garbage and I put it in my pocket and that will fall out.
And it's like a yellow stained Q-tip.
It's not good. And so that feels similar to like when a condom
falls. So this morning,
we were in
the hallway before the show started. Mm-hmm. I understand like being rooting around in my bag and like I pull out my keys and it like pulls out a tampon or like a gum wrapper and you're just like, oh, I'm just a mess. But condoms, I really would be, you thought about like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I have condoms. What's wrong? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong. You dropped one today in front of like a Comedy Central
intern.
It could have been anyone though. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it is not always not embarrassing to drop a condom. Like you can own it.
I felt embarrassed when I saw, you see a loose condom when you just see it on the ground. There's a feeling of, I got to hide that. I didn't want to.
Did you know it was yours as soon as you saw it?
Yeah, I know my brand.
Yeah, what's your brand?
Thins.
You get those 100 calorie packs? Like, Thins is the weirdest name for a condom.
It is.
Why would you have the word thin on? I know it's about the
I think the guy was just thin. Well, obviously we know it's the texture.
When I see a guy buying thin condoms, I think he has a thin penis. I can't even, that's just where I go.
Yeah, coincidence. Oh boy, why did I go to that word? What was the other word we could have went with? Oh no, we haven't done this.
We need a workaround for coincidence. Andrew comes up with new words for words that he can't say.
What's a good
say.
One for coincidence?
Coincidence. Wow, that's a strange occurrence.
That's
almost ironic.
That comes together.
That came together.
That came together.
Well, that was unexpected. Unexpected.
Unexpected.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. So instead of turbulence, you're now saying bouncy.
Bouncy.
And now instead of coincidence, you're saying unexpected.
Or that came together.
I mean, we need
together.
Something better.
Yeah.
We'll work on it. This next clip, Gary Goldman, Ian Fidance, Andrew Collin, talking about first kisses. Were you popular in school?
I had guy friends, but girls didn't talk to me too much.
Really?
I didn't have a girlfriend until I was 17.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's pretty late.
That was the first time I kissed a girl.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, a boy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was very late.
But nowadays, it could have been a girl and we wouldn't even...
I did actually kiss girls before I kissed boys because I wanted to kiss boys, but I was too scared of boys. And all my girlfriends were around the first time I got drunk, and I was like, "This will do. I
want to
make out so bad that I'll just do that." It wasn't like
I mean,
oh my
I
God,
remember
let's
everything
experiment.
About that first kiss. It's
me too.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And
what was the circumstance? How did you get
it
finally?
This girl had dogs and a father who smoked, so that scent. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
Marlboros and a little bit of
German Shepherd,
dirty shag rug.
Yeah,
shag. I mean, this is 86, 87, and yeah, and she was 15-year-old girl was into Neil Diamond. It was a Neil Diamond song.
Really?
That she played. Yeah.
Were you over at her house?
Oh,
I was at
her
house. I was at her house.
So
it was summer,
and he smoked in the house. Like, just,
and the father
yeah.
smoked in the house. Yeah, yeah.
And it was a first makeout? Like, it was your first, like,
tongue? Yeah, and I remember putting my tongue in because I had heard about that.
Sure.
And she was like, what the? She didn't say anything, but she rejected that. I was like, okay, we're not going to do that. And it was actually a good training. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to be all tongue, I don't think.
Oh, no. God. So many guys are all tongue. Yeah. I mean, I was talking to my friend who's dating someone and who's an older gentleman and Oy. Just all tongue. And she's like, she's had to like kind of retrain him. There's a lot of guys just going in with all
you
tongue.
You have to be retrained. Yeah. I was 16.
Were you a tonguer?
My birthday is December 31st, and I went to a party my sophomore year.
Doesn't that suck?
So,
sophomore year of high school?
Sophomore year of high school. Okay. And so everyone was doing midnight kisses, but because it was my birthday, a bunch of girls lined up, and I was
thing?
Like kissing them around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to find someone to kiss at midnight.
Are you picturing Ian looking exactly like he does today?
Yeah. Bigger mustache.
Bigger mustache. Bigger mustache.
I had spiked hair, like a Mr. T-shirt. So I was like a spiked bracelet, you know? And by the time I went from the front to the end of the line, everyone had already talked about what a bad kisser I was.
Oh,
and it was like,
no.
So this girl at a party, Jess Senior, thank you God for her. She took me in her car and was like, we've got to fix this. I'm going to show you how to kiss. And I was like, okay.
That's so nice.
And she like took the time and showed me. And I was like, oh my God. This. And I've ever since then, best
no
kisser compliments. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
She communicated everything with me. She was like, no, you got to do this. And I was like, oh my God, you're an angel.
Good for her. She is an angel.
Yeah. Yeah. Some women might like a lot of tongue. Because I remember one of the worst kisses I ever had. My friend hooked up with him later and was like, wasn't he the best kisser you've ever? And I was like, I couldn't go any further with him because his kissing was so bad. But I love that I'm glad someone can appreciate that style. Yeah.
No.
So it must be working.
She changed me from being all tongue.
Right. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, this guy that I kissed was all tongue, and then he went on shortly after and made out with a friend, and she loved it. So maybe some girls do.
Yeah, there's different taste, I guess, than kissing.
But you never know what they do inside the mouth, because you only see the head.
Right.
I went to a makeout party in, like, sixth grade, and I just thought you were supposed to, like, move your head to the side like that.
I watched Can't Hardly Wait a million times because there's the best kiss at the end of it. And I used to study that kiss. As first of all, when you kiss someone, then you're supposed to do this with your eyebrows.
When he goes, to the train?
Yes.
When he's at the train?
Yes,
I always
they
lift
come
my
back.
Leg.
I watched it so many times to be like, "What? How do you do it? Because it is, it's like, what do you do?
You don't know.
You don't know until you get in there. A long
kissing, like who could kiss the longest? That was one of, and you would just sit there.
To like win a car? What?
Yeah. I remember
like radio station
5 days later, I had a Corolla. It was used. It was good, though. I was 11, but, you know, it just sat in the front yard with no wheels. But it was great. It was a great car.
That was Tuesday's show. Wednesday's show was a packed house, and we were talking about vanity, which I just this morning discovered, and I knew I had a good side. Every person has a better side because our faces aren't perfectly symmetrical. That is the goal. But everyone does have a good side. And oftentimes I'll take pictures with people at meet and greets at shows and girls will be like, I got to do this side. And I'm like, oh, so that's your good side? And they're like, what's yours? And I'm like, I know that I have one, but I've never actually taken the time to be like, oh, it's my left side. It's my right side. And I discovered that my good side is this side. So you're getting it. This camera. We're filming this right now. You can watch it on YouTube.com/ComedyCentral clips from the show up there, by the way. Do you have a good side?
Off air.
It's called Off Air. This segment is called Off Air that we're taping, but there's also clips
from
the show.
Do I have a good side? I honestly think my good side is just straight on.
You're
just
right about
right
that.
Right in the middle.
Right.
Nothing to hear. Nothing on the side. Don't give me a profile.
Where you look at yourself, like if you see in a picture and you're like, oh no, what's the thing that you focus in on? You're like, I can't take that.
From the side, my neck, my chin.
So
like
your chin.
The skin, just that loose skin.
Is it the number
skin?
One thing you would change about yourself if you were had a magic wand and someone said, we can physically fix one feature about you that you is gnawing at you and it'll be pain-free and no one will even notice that it was ever not good. What would you point a magic wand at? I'll go first.
That's
I
so tough.
Would
you know exactly what? Just one thing?
Yeah.
That's hard. I mean,
it's
is
something
taller
that I've had
making
my whole
you
life.
Taller,
yeah,
stuff like that too?
Yeah, that can be it.
I'm not saying that. That's what I'm not picking that yet.
Yeah, don't pick it yet.
Yeah. Maybe if you do one though, the other one will react.
I have two.
If I made my feet bigger, would my penis grow?
No.
Than just my penis.
Than just your penis. You think they're that connected? You would have a bigger penis.
Yeah, why not? Like, I think any guy would rather have a bigger penis.
Yeah, that's not a bad choice.
I mean, it's just something then you just like, okay. I mean, it's a lot of comes with that.
Yeah, that's true. That really dictates everything. I mean, like you said, your feet would then grow. That's how connected those
my
two
ears,
things are.
And, yeah.
A man's hands indicate to you what their penis looks
hands?
Like.
Yeah.
So your thumbs are, I'm guessing, what your penis looks like.
Yeah, chewed up.
Let's get a zoom in on that. Your thumbs.
They're alien-like. They're short
he
and
has
stout.
Toe thumbs like Megan Fox. Yep.
She's
right?
From my hometown, too.
Yep. It's something in the water over there.
And, yep, in Port St. Lucie, Florida. They're not good.
Yeah, they're not good.
My dick doesn't look like that. No.
You don't think so? I'm glad to know. I don't want to know what your dick looks like. The other night, Will Silvins was at the Comedy Cellar, and he has
a huge
penis, and everyone knows about it. And he has a picture that has been circulating for years. And he'll gladly show it to you. And I've always been like, I just don't want to ever see that side of my friend Will. Like, my guy friends, I don't have any interest in seeing their penises. It is his good side. So
strong
the other
side.
Night I was like ready to see it. I was because Anya was drew a picture of what she remembers seeing in the picture, and I was like, "There's no way it's that big. It was down to his kneecap in this drawing that she did." And she
short thighs or no?
It was nuts. And so I go, "I gotta see it. There's no." Oh. And then Dan Soder was like, "No, that is that. I've seen it too. That's what the picture looks like." And he goes, "I can show you the picture, man." And I go, "Yeah, show me the picture." He brought it up. It's insane.
It's a horse.
It's huge. I'm like, how do you ride a bicycle? I really was like, how do you get around with that thing?
Well, I tell people I have an athletic penis.
What does that mean?
Like, I could any sport, I never have to worry about the cock getting in the way. You know what I mean? Like, and I would be slower. I'm already not that fast. I could be agile.
It's like
I have a sporty dick. I have like sporty spice. I have a sporty spice dick.
It would help as a female athlete to have not big boobs.
Yeah.
So that's you having a smaller than average?
Decent. It's average.
It's average. Okay, good job. Yeah. Your girlfriend is satisfied?
No.
Okay, let's get to Wednesday's clip. It's Ashley Hesseltine, Raina Greenberg from Girls Gotta Eat Podcast, Carol Montgomery, and Carrie Louise from the Showtime special Women of a Certain Age. And we're all talking about aging. And Andrew was there, too. And you were hilarious. Here we go.
Fun.
I don't look forward to aging in this business.
Especially,
so as women
yes.
who are older than me, tell me what I'm in for. How?
Yeah.
What?
You're worried because Hollywood writes you off at age 50. Carol, that's why I created the show.
Because I just was like, I'm going to be 61 next month. I'm like,
can
fuck
you believe
you all.
It? Looks great.
Semen.
And here I was just doing Botox. I didn't know it was jizz.
And you had to get jizz. Surgery.
I'm telling
you,
it's jizz.
I didn't get surgery, but I've definitely had injections in my
right.
face. But like, it's like, you know.
But the problem
why?
But that's the problem is that we're as women, we're told to do that. But you know what? You're not going to stop the aging process. If you look at people who are my age, like I do a joke in the show where I say Madonna, you know, has had so much work done. She's my age and she's Italian. She should have a full fucking beard by now.
Yeah.
Can we know that? Because the thing about face work is that you can get all this done, but here's the tell.
Your neck.
Your neck and your hand. And there's
your
nothing
hands.
You can do about your fucking hands, okay?
Wear driving gloves.
You got to work on the inside, people.
Yeah.
You do.
But
you
still
do.
Moisturize your neck. You got to put
still
serum
more,
on your neck.
Yeah. Or jizz, like we just
wait, are you injecting?
Yeah.
Pearl,
yeah.
Is
okay.
The cum topical or do you inject it?
Wow, that's
Pearl
a
necklace.
Really, I know.
Guys just come on your face.
Guys
okay.
all the time.
Well, that sounds better than needles.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm scared of needles. I'll let them just bust on my face.
I can help you.
Okay.
Or a
be
needle.
Be quiet back there.
You have a girlfriend. Shut
be
up.
Be quiet.
I'm in my cage over here.
Or a needle dick.
I've been getting
either one of those.
Yeah.
I got
work.
Both.
I've been getting all this stuff done, and meanwhile, I didn't know I just needed somebody to just come on my face.
Come on your face, honey. Best thing in the world. I mean, look how good I look.
You're
a
pioneer.
And
thank
young
you.
And innocent this girl is.
Young and innocent.
I'm going to punch her in the face.
But the
then
whole
she's
going to
need some needles.
Yeah. But, that needle dick.
But look at the whole thing about aging.
I can use some dick.
Andrew?
I mean, look, I have one cock, ladies. Sorry.
Really?
That's not what I heard.
Yeah, well.
That was Wednesday's show. Thursday's show coming up next that we just taped. It's been such a good day. The only reason I figured out my good side was because we had a cute boy in studio today on my left side, so I wanted to make sure that I looked cute on that side. And I was like, which side is my good one? And I really focused in this morning, and I was like, it's the other side that he's going to be on, and it's fine. And so I just focused more on this side. I did like a harsh contouring at the jaw, mm-hmm. so I had more of like a jawline.
Why do you think your side, like, what is it?
I'm prettier on this side. I don't know why.
Do you think it's a distorted look that you're seeing?
I don't see myself the way other people see me, and you don't see yourself the way other people see
I'm just trying to look for, I don't know. I'm trying to.
No,
see
I don't
a
want
difference.
You to weigh
know,
in on this at all.
Yeah, yeah.
At all, at all.
You're not even a little bit?
All.
Yeah. You don't want me to break down your face?
I know sometimes you want to break down my face.
Just on the punching bag every day that I hit.
Yeah, you go to boxing classes
with a
now,
wig.
And he was talking
with a blonde wig and blue eyes.
Oh my God, he was talking about this boxing class yesterday, and he's like, you really do get aggression out. Like sometimes you just like think about someone or something, and I go, how often have you thought about me when you're punching that bag? And yeah. To be honest.
I mean, it's I think it allows us to have a better friendship.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how much.
That's good to know. I mean, you're...
I'm going broke hitting that bag. That's how bad I want to punch you sometimes. Just every day. Like, just four times a day.
I don't... Whenever I see guys at the gym doing that rope workout where you go like...
so ridiculous.
The ropes, you flip the ropes up. Everyone knows that they're squatting, kind of, and then they bang the ropes up and down. Whenever you watch those guys, just think, fuck you, mom, fuck you, mom, fuck you, mom. Like, it is exactly what they're thinking. Or dad, or Lisa.
Someone hurt them. Someone hurt them.
Someone hurt them. That is one to get out a lot of aggression.
It's very animal like, that one. It's very like monkey like.
Yes.
Because you're just
yeah, that's like what monkeys do
yeah,
when they're like
yeah.
Oh,
when they're
oh,
yeah.
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 I don't know what that
sound
was.
I don't know what it works, by the way. What does that work? Your shoulder?
Oh, it works. Yeah, your whole it works everything. That's
your
one of the
abs,
most exhaustive
I guess,
workouts ever. Is just like you're beating a carpet out, you know?
I
like,
do love these workouts that like you know, like some guy now is a millionaire because he makes rope. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
What do you mean?
You think so?
Yeah, those ropes are in every gym.
I'm
just
wondering
that,
what the hell were we doing before we were rolling out? Because everyone's rolling out now. Gyms used to never have one of those
yeah,
things.
Yeah, you think
ever.
People were just tighter? That's why they were more uptight.
But people
they
were stretching.
Out.
They were stretching places in gyms.
I hate rolling.
10 years ago, there was no foam roller to be seen.
Do you
in a
foam
gym.
Roll?
And now they're. You don't go to a gym. They're everywhere. Yeah. They feel so amazing. How are we not doing that?
I hate a foam roll.
I can't believe that's just like with luggage with wheels on it. Like they didn't put wheels on luggage until like 1987.
The trunk.
What?
The trunk is an insane invention.
Oh, they didn't have trunks in cars?
What?
What?
No, like a back, like a trunk. You never heard of a trunk?
No.
It's the square thing.
Okay, yeah, like a suitcase?
No. A trunk is like hard.
Why are we talking about trunks?
Because you were talking about a suitcase with no
wheels.
Yeah, with wheels. People would have trunks that are like hard.
Oh, yeah, and they would just drag them or have to lift them.
It's like
them.
A coffin.
But I'm not kidding you. They didn't put wheels on suitcases until way late. Like, no one was doing it. And it's just like some of these things that you just seem like, how did we ever live without this thing? Foam rolling. Speaking of foam rolling, the one time that I gave a guy a shin job.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I like didn't want to blow him. I didn't want to jerk him off. I definitely wasn't gonna have sex with him. But he needed something, so I just like rubbed my shin back and forth on his penis, between his penis and his stomach. I kind of just like, if I was to do it to you, I'm not doing it to you. But if I was to do it to you, it was like this.
Okay, be cool.
Like I was, I'm trying to be cool.
Yeah. No, I'm saying be cool to me.
You got an athletic penis. No one's worried
about
that.
Yeah, don't worry.
Even if you do get excited, I don't know that we'll see
it. It's good for
anything.
A marathon.
So I was straddling him, and then I just went like this back and forth in between.
Uh-huh.
And it felt like a foam roller
now,
situation.
Now, did you have jeans on?
I had shin splints. No, I was in my Dancing with the Stars outfit. I was in my leotard.
Tights?
No, we went bare-legged.
Shave leg?
But spray tan within an inch of my life. I mean, it was at the point of blackface.
You think
black
you made his dick orange? Was it on dick or was it on jeans?
No, it was on dick.
Oh, it was skin
on
skin?
No, I didn't see it. It was through boxers.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it finish?
No, no, no. No. Probably because I was laughing so hard as I did it because I thought I was a genius. That's why I avoid handjobs. I'm like, I'm not good at them. Blowjobs, I'm not really good at. If you make something up, you're the best at it.
Yeah, you're the only one. It's like the Chinese guy that plays that instrument with one string.
Yeah.
No one else is playing that.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I felt like was that Chinese man playing one string with my... I felt like I was doing a concerto with my... chin.
Yeah.
It really was the exact same movement
cello.
As what are you getting uncomfortable?
No. I want to give credit where credit is. Ryan Beck has a bit about that.
About what?
About the like no one knows how good the Chinese guy is.
Oh yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. Ryan Beck comedian. Thursday's show, let's get to it. It was Dan Soder, Andrew Collin, and was Russell in with us? Okay, never mind then. This was at the end of the show. This was a great one. Listen to this one on demand if you can. Dan Soder was in. He's so funny. And we were talking about he was in a movie that he never talks about. He is the lead of a romantic comedy that I swear to God is one of my favorite romantic comedies. It's called It Had to Be You. You've never heard of it because it was in a
it's a great title, too.
It's a great title that I can't believe has not been a title to a movie before. But it stars the girl who was ended up being the mother on... How I Met Your Mother, Christine Milioti, I think her name is. You'd recognize her. But Dan Soder is it's about a couple, and he's the guy in the movie, and he's fantastic in it. And the movie is truly great. So if you're watching a movie this weekend, check out It Had to Be You, and Dan Soder, comedian, is in that. And he's in this clip as well, where we're talking about the movie.
It's no dirt, though. I hope he hears that.
But you're a really good actor. I mean, and I realized that when I saw that movie, I was just like, oh my God, I had no idea Dan Soder could act so well. I mean, I will admit that I think I fell in love with the character that you were in that movie.
Well, it's like it's almost like
Become obsessed with a kid, like where you're probably like thinking of like a celebrity girl that you like and you have a crush on her based on her roles more than her on the couch with Letterman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Topanga.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Or like Aubrey Plaza. Plaza.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
what's her name in 500 Days of Summer? Something like that. Even though she was a bitch.
Zoe?
Zoe.
Yeah, but you just see, like, this it's like the character in that movie that Nikki's talking about basically is like, it's commitment porn. Because the guy's just like, I want to get married.
That is exactly.
I fucking need you. I need to be married to you. And Kristen's character is like, nah, I don't want to marry you. And that's what the movie is. It's like this guy.
It's commitment porn. It so is. I didn't even realize that, Dan. The whole movie, your character is like, I want to be together forever. And I want.
Say that
all
to
I
me.
Want is you. And so just goes home like, yes.
And it's kind of like you're like just turning at the camera, just looking right at Nikki. Going,
there you go. All I want is a one
forever.
We've talked about it before, but we dated after that movie.
Before
I had seen
after
a movie,
that movie.
Before and after. Yeah. But after.
She got into the character enough to give me another shot, knowing well aware how broken of a toy I was.
No, because when we first dated,
cameras.
I go, you're going to be a great boyfriend in
five years.
I was like, it's not
that.
Now, but in 5 years. I go, let's go to Lollapalooza. Let's have one last weekend as whatever we're doing, and then it's sayonara for however long, and then 5 years later, you got it together enough, and
you're like, it's ready. Let's launch time.
Let's launch it. I saw It Had to Be You. I'm like, this guy's ready.
This guy's playing roles. He's gone full commitment. This guy is really doing, You thought I went full method. And you're like, this guy.
You talk to him one for an hour, and you're like, you have not grown at all.
At all.
If anything, you're worse.
Yeah. He had grown, but it's another five. Yeah. And it's at
Nikki
least another
like,
5 to 7.
Yeah, she's like, she goes, that well's deeper than we thought. He's got a lot of work.
I wasn't wrong. I mean, you definitely,
I got
all,
better.
She just hands you a script to read the scene.
She goes, we're going to do the scene where Chris refuses to move to San Francisco because he loves her.
Oh, my God. Oh, what about the one where you in the movie, I mean, this guy, this boyfriend character, he proposes to her by, like, lighting candles. I mean, he's like, it is.
Straight up commando porn.
Cut to Dan with, like, a Zippo, like, lighting.
Lighting a joint, and I go, you're sleeping over?
Cut to Soder on his couch And I try to like touch him in any way. And he's like, can you not touch me while I'm eating? It's just like a thing I have. I'm like, okay.
Not during a chew. A swallow, maybe.
You're like, cut.
No. You were right about that one. I remember there was like, it's like people have boundaries. Like, you don't need to be touching your boyfriend all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm hunched over a fucking to-go container.
No, it was, that was annoying.
Look at how he eats.
I learned a lot from that. It wasn't, believe me, 7-Eleven taquitos. All right, guys, that was Thursday's show. That means we are done with the podcast this week. What a fun one. Andrew, thank you for joining me here in the Comedy Central studio at SiriusXM in New York, because we're not on the road this week. We will be next week.
In Palm Beach, Florida.
West Palm Beach Improv. Get tickets now at NikkiGlaser.com. Come see us there.
You're
going to
go
road.
See my old high school. We're going to drive up there.
Oh, is that a plan of ours during the day?
Yeah.
It's
I'm
so
gonna take you on a tour. You'll see my house. You'll see where
Andrew's
I grew
like,
up.
Yeah, Andrew's like, we could go see my high school. And I go, why would I want that?
I would want to see your high school if
you
I was
would?
In St. Louis. Like, see where you grow up. Kind of have an idea of what your childhood was. When you see it, it's kind of cool.
Are you
what
my boyfriend? You why do you care?
We're good friends.
That's really nice of you to care. I wish I cared about where your old stomping grounds. I just don't. I don't
you
think
don't
I would.
You want to see like the mansion I grew up with on the water?
Yeah, I'd like to see maybe your boyhood home.
Yeah.
So I could report back about it.
Yeah.
But like your high school, I mean, what am I going to like see a locker you were pushed into?
But my high school is very like Laguna Beach.
Is there a plaque there?
There's a plaque. It's in my mouth.
We gotta give a recommendation. So on the podcast now, I give a recommendation of something that I've heard or really have been enjoying lately. Is there anything that comes to mind for you that you're just like, I gotta point people to this?
Last time was boxing. I think that drink a lot of water. We forget that, and I know it seems very common.
Yeah.
But so many times I've been upset and I'm just thirsty, and I think just hearing it. People don't say it enough because it's so fucking important.
Yeah.
8 cups, right? Or something? I don't know. Just drink water. I know it's like not, it's hack, I guess.
No, whatever. I wake up every morning and I chug water until I'm ill so that I can just get started with tons of water. I really want to throw up.
And
but
watch the dirt.
I drink like 5 cups of water every morning because it's the only time I get it. If I could recommend anything, I would recommend... if you're a pop head like I am and you like pop music, there's a song called Lie to Me that stars Julia Michaels and Five Seconds of Summer. Yeah, that's the band. 5 Seconds of Summer. Julia Michaels and 5 Seconds of Summer, Lie to Me is like a banger, dude. I can't stop listening to it. So I recommend that.
Nice.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the show this week, you guys. It's been You Up the Podcast. Tell your friends about it. Tweet about it. Screenshot that you're listening to it. Post it on your Instagram story. Get the word out. And thank you so much for coming to shows and telling me that you like the podcast and writing back to us on Twitter that you like the podcast. All your feedback, I do see it. And if I don't write back, it's just because I don't have time. But I do appreciate it. And I'm grateful for everyone who listens to the show up until this very end point. Thank you. Squirt.
Squirt.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.